This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number three. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And Bart, when it's hour number three, what does that mean, my man?
It's the power hour. Yeah, buddy. Hour.
Hear it just resonate? I mean, it's just the power behind that resonating with you. Yes, we have you called 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So last night in the NBA Finals, we saw the Golden State Warriors do what we expect, at least I did, expected them to do, which is the supporting cast carried Steph a game after Steph carried everybody else. He did not have a good game. He was 0 for 9. He had a little problem with a finger on his shooting hand. He was showing it to a coach. Bruce Frazier is one of his coaches on the sideline in the fourth quarter. Vince Carter, we were talking this morning on Get Up, and Vince Carter said he thought he saw a little bit of blood. Maybe he split a fingernail. Whatever it is, the shooting hand was a mess. 0 for 9, not good. But it didn't matter because everybody else stood up. Whether it was Andrew Wiggins, who had another big game. Whether it was Draymond Green, who defensively was fantastic. You want some defense, Bart Scott? How about that? As the prime defender, the Celtics were 1 for 10 against Draymond Green, yeah, including 1 for 6 for Jaylen Brown. He also gave you 6 assists and 8 rebounds. So Draymond Green doing what he had to do. Klay Thompson with a 21-point performance, 5 three-pointers. Your bench gave you 31 points. Steph Curry didn't have to carry the day. And now they have a game 6. And I believe this series is over. I'm not saying it to disparage the Celtics. They have played hard, but they are running out of gas. They are leaking oil. They can only play a 7-man rotation, and you could see that it's catching up to them. And I just don't see how, unless, I mean, something catastrophic happens to the Warriors as far as shooting goes or something else. I just don't see how they win this series. I do believe it will end Thursday night. Agree or disagree?
I'm not going to go that far. I mean, I just think the Celtics have shown a lot of grit, a lot of resolve, and they'll put everything that they have left, right? It's a team in desperation. Closeout games are so hard to do. And, you know, I know that, you know, the Golden State Warriors have that championship pedigree. They've been here before. They've closed teams out. I just don't know if that's going to be enough. I know that, you know, Klay, if they get – I'll put it like this. Mm-hmm. I'm with you if Game 6 Klay shows up. And it sounds like in his postseason
practice, last seven game sixes, he's averaging 29 points a game.
Listen, but we can say the same thing, right? We can say, well, you know, when, you know, Boston loses and they were down against Milwaukee, right? You know, sometimes the past isn't a predictor of the future. All so right. I got to say, if game six Klay shows up, it's nothing. Nothing. We said that about this series. If Klay shows up and is playing his butt off, but he's been inconsistent. So he's had a good game. Is he going to be inconsistent for game? Is he mistaken game 6 for game 4? Then he shows back up in game 7. We don't know. But if he does that, it's no answer for them. You know, because you can't – what I can guarantee is Steph won't have a worse shooting night. He won't go 0 for 9 from three-pointer again. That's something I can guarantee. I can't guarantee that game 6 Klay is coming to the party.
Okay. You could say that because he hasn't been himself – but there has been a game here and there where he has given you that flash. He had the game 5 against the Dallas Mavericks where he played great in the closeout game and he shut them down. So now you want to see in a closeout game and a chance to win their fourth championship in 8 years, can he step up? Can the supporting cast step up on the road? Can Draymond Green do the same in Boston where they were chanting and he had all kinds of controversy going on just a couple of days ago? Can he go to Boston and raise the trophy? And then all of a sudden, he'll be probably looking at the crowd going, what were you saying again?
I want him to go in the crowd and see if somebody throw beer on him. I want him to go in the crowd, like walk up
but you know he's going to get like that, right? You know going to get like that, but he can't get like that during the game. So who's going to get it done? We'll do Getting It Done, brought to you by Granger in this game. But last night, getting it done, as I mentioned, was Andrew Wiggins. He has been great, 26 points, 13 rebounds. He didn't hit a three either. But he's been, for two games, the guy that's been a difference maker for them. But in the end, Steph Curry's got to be the Finals MVP. He's already had a signature performance in the Game 4, 43 points. He was spectacular in that game. So to me, what he's got to do in Game 6, excuse me, I'm getting choked up, is that he has to have that closeout game. close the book, close the chapter, end it, where this is his finals that everybody will point to say, all right, this guy is definitely in the conversation for the greatest of all time. And among those who believe they're going to see it is Klay Thompson.
Well, Steph is the best to ever shoot it. And I'll tell you what, everyone in this building, including the fans and those watching, believe the ball is going in when it leaves his fingertips. So we're never stressed or worried about number 30. He has done so much and elevated this franchise to a place where it was hard to even imagine that he has leeway and he can have a bad night. I just know he'll respond. He's one of the greatest competitors I've ever been around, and he is a perfectionist like myself, so I know he'll be thinking about the shots he missed, and that's a good thing because Thursday, hopefully, most of the time, he regresses to the mean, and it's scary when he does.
Yeah, what's scary is that here's a guy that just went 0 for 9 from 3, and he's still shooting 42% from 3 in the entire series. Here's a guy that just had 16 points in his worst performance in a while, and he's still averaging over 30 points a game in the NBA Finals. That's scary. So we'll see if he can get it done. And that's getting it done by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. That's kind of what I'm looking forward to, Bart. I really am. I'm looking forward to seeing if Steph Curry can kind of put a bow on a finals that, for him, probably will be his moment. He's won three championships before, but this feels like his moment, the one that will solidify him as an all-time great.
Yeah, you talk about legacy. We've been trying to put him in the top 10, whether he's in the top 10 or not. I think whether he wins or not, he's got to be elevated because we've seen him put a team on his back. You know what I mean? Sometimes you can be elevated during a loss. And we saw that with LeBron when he almost carried, you know, the Cavaliers to a championship by himself. Not saying that Steph is by himself, but, you know, Jerry West, what he did, getting a MVP, averaging almost 40 points a game, you know, and then I believe a 65, somewhere around there. We'll round
What's
up.
That? What's that?
The year that Jerry West won the MVP in the losing battle.
59,
right? So you talk about that. So you can be elevated, and I think he's shown us at the age of 34 that he's not slowing down. Now, I know sometimes athletes fall off a cliff, but he's one of the best-conditioned athletes. His ball handling still gives him the ability to create space, and with the type of space that he needs to get a shot off, you know what I mean? You don't see him slowing down, and you almost see you're waiting for, like, okay, it's this time. I don't know if he's quite ready yet to start deferring to anybody on that team, but you think where Poole is going, where Wiggins, what would this do for Wiggins' confidence as far as being a leader coming in next year and trying to be that young star that kind of allows him to be the front runner guy, kind of like Kawhi and what he did for Tim Duncan and all those guys. Like, what is this? What is the dynamic? Now, that only happens if you win. If you win, then Wiggins goes to another stratosphere.
Yes, the win changes so much. By the way, I said 50. It's 69. 1969 is when Jerry. I'm 50. Jerry West.
Like, where did he play with George Mikan?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 69. But
I was gonna rock with it. I wasn't gonna correct my dog.
No, you. I appreciate that. You know, you just roll with me on that one. But that's the next thing too. There's so many other conversations going to come out of this thing, out of this finals, and there's still obviously, you know, games to win and other things that still have to happen in this finals. But you just said something that I was thinking about this morning. Andrew Wiggins has played so well in this finals. He's had a really good run in the playoffs, and it's kind of been low-key. Like, he hasn't been demonstrative. He hasn't had to dominate the ball, shoot a ton of shots. He's just kind of been low-key. Now, has he had a couple of bad shooting nights, too? Yes.
But for the most part, Luka.
They've also given him a lot of assignments defensively. Like, he's going up against Tatum in this one, and he's held his own. And I was thinking that. What does this do going forward? They put a title. They put a ring on his finger. And now you still have Steph, you still have Klay, you still have Draymond, you still have Steve Kerr. So you think, can they win more? And on top of it, Andrew Wiggins being part of it, that's four pieces of a championship puzzle.
Yeah, we talked about Wiseman coming back being a mobile seven-footer that can shoot.
I mean, Bart, we look at the West and we look at, will the Lakers be able to respond? Now they got Darvin Ham. LeBron doesn't want to give up yet. He still wants to win another championship. Anthony Davis got to get right. If he can finally touch a basketball, it'd be nice. You know, Russell Westbrook. Then you're looking at Denver and Jokic, two-time MVP. Is he ever going to win a championship? Well, you better do it soon. And they're going to be healthier. They're going to have Jamal Murray back. Can they do? Luka Doncic now is trying to win a championship. Memphis and Ja, they're all about that. Are the Phoenix Suns done, or are they going to make another run at this thing? The Clippers with Kawhi and Paul George, will they be back and try to make a push? So with all these teams converging, you're sort of looking at Golden State like they might return next year as the favorite.
Yeah,
just because of the – they have four pieces that are legit.
We're not even talking about the pieces
Steph
that's
Curry
under 21.
Steph Curry.
They got
that's
three pieces that's under 21. Wiseman, Moody, Kuminga.
Yeah, well, there's that part too, that they also have key pieces to the team that are, you know, still very young that you think are going to only be part of what they do going forward. But
they'll lose Looney. They'll lose Looney to free agency because they're not going to pay him knowing that Wiseman's coming back and he's the athletic big that they need. They'll probably bring back JaVale McGee back as the backup center, and then that's a whole other problem because this dude doesn't age.
Mm-hmm.
This dude must have got ADHD or something because this dude just be bouncing off the walls. He's like 50 years old.
But there is something to be said about what the Warriors have rebuilt using the same foundation and finding a piece like Wiggins and developing him, which just, again, if you're the Knicks, if you're – we just talked to Chris Finch of the Timberwolves. If you're them, if you're all these franchises, if you're Kenny Atkinson who got the job with the Charlotte Hornets, and congratulations to Kenny. He's one of my first basketball heroes. I grew up just idolizing him as a high school player in St. Anthony's. Like, that's the model is Golden State. What the Celtics have built is similar to the model of Golden State. And it's not just you drafted well, you got a couple of stars, and now you're good. There's also something to be said about taking a guy who was a number one pick and considered a bit, not a bust, but just a guy that you're like, he gets points, but does he really defend? Does he show up every night? He's kind of low motor. Are you ever really going to win with a guy like this? You get him into your culture, and it's little by little you coach him up because you put him around the right people. And he learns by example, and then he adjusts his game. And all of a sudden you find yourself in the finals, and this guy's doing dirty work for you to win. This is a number one overall pick.
X Factor.
Who knows that all of it, like, that he would, you know, most number one overall picks are like, yeah, I want to be the star, I want to be the man, I want to get the shots. And they're making him, he's doing dirty work things to help win, all because of what they brought him into. I'm telling you, if I'm Tom Thibodeau and Leon Rose, I'm looking at them and I'm like, how do we get there? How do I get RJ Barrett, by the way, happy birthday. It's his birthday today. I think he can finally legally drink. I mean, he's like,
talk about
how do I get him there? Right.
Talk about, well, he does the dirty work. He's a guy.
No, I know, but I'm saying like you've got to get players to a point where they're all in the buy-in. They're part of your culture and you now can be in these situations and you know, we are like they are superior to the Celtics, not on talent, but on experience, on all the things that they've been through together, that they're willing to buy in to do. What the Warriors are as a franchise is something special. Bar, we're talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning attempting a three-peat, trying to get a third Stanley Cup. We haven't seen a three-peat since the Lakers in the early 2000s, right? It's been a long time. And we talk, well, is that a dynasty? You might not want to call the Warriors a dynasty because they haven't won three consecutive championships, but in an eight-year span, putting four championships together and having a franchise like that, which is a model franchise, how do you not try to steal from what they're doing?
I mean, how can you not call them a dynasty? We call the Patriots a dynasty. They didn't
win
all.
The Spurs won too, and they didn't win consecutive.
Yeah, they didn't win. They didn't win all six of their titles all in a row.
I'm with you.
You know, like, so come on now. Like, you talk about, you know, If they do this,
yeah, but you got to win three in a row to be a true dynasty.
No. This is four titles in eight years. I would call that a dynasty. Winning 60% of the titles, you know, and really hurt, you know, with your superstar blowing out his Achilles. And if Kevin Durant doesn't blow out his Achilles, they don't lose that one either.
Clay had 30 points in the game he blew out his ACL. That game six.
Yeah,
can you believe that? He had 30 points.
It took both of their.
It took to stay alive in that game.
Yeah. It took two of their big three going down.
Amazing
for them to lose that. Two of them.
Oh, you don't want to say that in Toronto. Oh, we'll put an asterisk on that title. Because it took you right. You took out two of their stars, and that's the only reason why you won. They don't want to hear that in Toronto. Coming up in 30 seconds, speaking of this championship, what do the Celtics need to do to get to a game seven? More specifically, what are they going to get? What is Jason Tatum going to do so that we can get back to talking about getting him a seat at the table? Because right now, that chair is taken. But first, Bart's going to tell us about O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts are here to keep your car on the road with the right parts. Advice from their professional parts people. There's no need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available for rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program or visit O'Reilly.com.
Out to the corner, Thompson, one dribble, fires for three, and crushes it from outside. That could be the dagger.
We have a chance. We got two cracks at getting one win.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It feels good, but we haven't done anything yet.
Not yet, Clay, but you're getting closer. Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jason Tatum statistically had a good game. 27 points and 10 rebounds in the losing effort, but in the fourth quarter, missed four of his five shots, had a turnover. In the fourth quarter of this series, Bart, he's 5-for-21. So he is it that he stinks? Is it that he's not clutch? I'm not buying that. What I feel like is that guy's running out of gas.
Yeah.
That's what's happening here. But you need one more effort at home, in front of your building, in front of, yeah, bring in Nelly. Bring in the Wahlbergs. Bring in Affleck and Damon.
No, new kids
bring
on the block
in Nelly.
Coming in and perform at halftime.
I was going to say Nelly. You bring Nelly back because that's his St. Louis connection.
No. We want Marky Mark, Funky Bunks.
You want whatever
new
it
addition,
takes.
And new addition.
Bring new addition into the building.
Bobby Brown looking like T.D. Jakes.
Whatever it takes to get Boston fired. Dropkick Murphys. Whatever it takes to get Boston in the place they need to be so they can force a game seven, they better do up in Boston. And for Jason Tatum, it's going to take a lot to force that game seven, but it's doable.
I've said it before, you better be confident, right? You know, we ain't got to win two in one day. We just got to win one game on Thursday. And we've been in this situation before. So, you know, it's not over. We just got to win on Thursday, and that's all we got to worry about right now.
I didn't hit no bell. I know they're going to give everything they have. I know they are because Udoka's a good coach. That's a proud team. They've got good leadership. They will, that first quarter, that building will be, I mean, it'll be insane up there. We know this. If Draymond stays in his head and doesn't get all crazy and they withstand whatever's coming in that first quarter, I think the Warriors still, in the end, will win the game.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. I believe the series is over. But I said this, and people disagreed with me. So 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is it over? We go to South Carolina, talk to Dominic. Dominic?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening?
Good.
I like to say I think the series is over. I think that Curry's going to come back strong. The Warriors are going to finish it off in six. They know all about game seven at home. They're not going to repeat that. They're going to finish it on Thursday. And for anyone, a.k.a. Max Kellerman, who thinks Curry shouldn't be the MVP, you're crazy. He's averaging 30 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists.
Exactly.
Wiggins is great, but he's 18-9. And let's not forget, I don't know if anyone's seen this, Curry has 9 steals, which is more than Marcus Smart. And his worst game is Marcus Smart's average. So if his worst game is the Boston Celtics' best point guard's average for the whole series, that shows you how
something.
Good Curry's doing. Let's shut it down. Curry is the MVP. Warriors in six.
I like Thank cheese.
You. Thank you, Dominic. Did Max actually say that Andrew Wiggins should be the MVP?
Max has said
he didn't really say that,
Max,
did he?
Max has said a lot of stuff, man. Like, did anybody not ride with you on that one, Max?
Wait. Cam, who else said that?
Carlin. Chris Carlin also did.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Bar, what's your guy doing there, man?
Stay off the weed.
Can I say it one more time? Steph Curry's averaging 30 points a game in the NBA Finals.
What are we doing?
What's the list of people that has done that?
I can get on that during the break. 30 points a game, five games at the NBA Finals, 42% from three, and he just had an 0-for-9, and we're going to make the case for someone else? Why are we doing this? Why are we trying so hard? Don't try so hard. This guy's a great, he's an all-time great.
Simple.
Why? Oh, Bart, let's go to Detroit. Let's go to Detroit. Because Joey believes it ain't over yet. Joey?
How you doing, man?
All right.
What up, Joey?
Say, it's all smooth. Hey, say, Max ain't say that, though, but because I listened to them this morning. But
oh, he didn't say it, okay.
I don't think it's a done deal. No, I don't think it's a done deal, but what concerned me, though, I think it's safe to say Curry, like, carried the Warriors in 1-4, and it's unlikely Steph go 0-9, but I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility for him to have, like, a 4-14 game. And if that happened and the rest of the team play like how they did in 1-4, then I think the Celtics can steal it. But some people, they don't want to jinx it. Some people, they want to speak it into existence. I'm just cautiously optimistic. I don't want to just write off the Celtics. You got to stay locked in because as quick as you win, you could lose it even faster. Just like
hang on a second. So, Joey, you make all good points, but Bart is about to flip his chair over right now. Yeah, you are rooting for the Celtics?
Well, that's so disrespectful, first of all. That is disrespectful.
No, I'm rooting for the Warriors.
Chuck Daly.
I understand, though. I understand it's still scar tissue there from when, you know, Bird stole it and did the Dennis Johnson and the Pistons lost. You know what I mean? So it's still scar tissue there for us Detroit, you know, fans sitting there. You know, we always believe in the luck of that leprechaun, but this ain't the old garden. The luck has ran out. You know what I'm saying? He back there selling Lucky Charms, you know what I'm saying? We good. It ain't St. Patty's Day. It's time to put the women and children to bed and go ahead and let Steph Curry go ahead and get his little dynasty piece.
Respectfully.
I'm telling you, when I thought he was actually rooting for the Celtics, I was like, man, Bart is about to tear.
Yeah, I was about to get up this, in that.
Yeah, you got to let him know. But he doesn't want. See, that's the second jinx call. That's another jinx call.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
They don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
Speak with confidence. Say it with your chest.
Yeah,
Warriors in six.
I'm a warrior.
That's right. Say it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729.
It's the easy way or the highway.
3776. NFL minicamps in full swing. The Jets being one of them. Mekhi Becton there, but what was he doing? Let's go around the NFL with Bart. Big questions for some of the teams that are opening minicamps today, including the Jets. We'll discuss. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Han. Bart and Han.
So my wife said, who's Bart Sapp? So then I showed her on YouTube, and she had the nerve to say, oh, he's handsome. You're not going to steal my woman, Bart. You're not going to steal my woman.
I just want a fair chance, man.
Hey, man, I'm very bad if my wife would cut me, so I, you know what I'm saying? That's right, I want no smoke. Maybe we can go on a double date.
Bart and Han.
That's right, baby.
You know what the Midwest is.
It's Bart and Han.
Restless. Hit us.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Yeah, you can hit us. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Take a break from the NBA talk. NFL training camp, or mini camps, I should say. We're not a training camp yet, but mini camps opening up around the league. Several different teams. We went through some. The big questions for some of these teams, went through some earlier in the show. Let's go through some more, Bart.
Yeah.
We begin with...
who? The Jets?
Mekhi Becton. Rich Cimini say Mekhi Becton was there on the field. No sleeve or anything on the surgically repaired knee, but it kind of worked out on the side, however. So,
damn near a year.
What is the big question for your Jets?
With all of the supporting cast going out and getting Garrett Wilson, going out and getting two tight ends that had more production than the entire tight end room had collectively last year, you know, would help out. Going and getting a Pro Bowl right guard, going and getting the number one running back on the board in the draft period, going to get locked down corner, spending money, all that to support Zach Wilson. Is this enough? I mean, people are talking about all the things that Miami did for Tua Tagovailoa. They did the same for Zach Wilson. Will that yield results in a division that we believe is controlled by arguably a top five quarterback in Josh Allen? Can the Jets be competitive? Can the Jets win games? Can the Jets surprise the field? They only picked to win five games. That should be looked at as a level of disrespect. They brought in a Super Bowl champion in Whitehead. They brought in a lockdown corner from Seattle. They went back and, listen, they're getting two new players back, Carl Lawson and Mekhi Becton. This team should be better. Will it be better? It's all rest on the shoulders and the arm of the beefy, very beefy, Zach Wilson.
Beefy.
Certainly is. All right, we continue. We'll do a little more on the Jets coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll go dive deeper into it because Samini had a lot of very interesting takes from today's workout. But we continue. NFL minicamps opening. Bart Scott's giving us one big question about each team. How about the Houston Texans?
I'll tell you what, the Houston Texans is in the 2 to 3 year long-term plan, right? You know, you got Davis Mills, who would have been a first-round draft pick if he would have came out this year. A lot of people advised him to stay within, in college for another year. Lovie Smith is at the helm. Let's see if Lovie Smith can bring this group together collectively. They've secretly done a lot of good things as far as bringing in talent and being able to hold on to some guys. They're going to keep, Laramie Tunsil happy. He's still there. They didn't sell off some of the assets that they already have. They've extended players that want to be there. And, they brought guys that are in the middle of their career that's looking for an opportunity. Let's see if they can figure it out. You know what I mean? You look at Brandon Cooks. You got Brandon Cooks still there. He's just been a 1,000-yard receiver every year that he's been in the league, seemingly. We understand that, listen, this is an uphill battle within a division that seemingly with Matt Ryan should belong, in my opinion, to the Indianapolis Colts. I think without A.J. Brown, I think that the Titans take a step back. They should be neck and neck right there with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's where they should be looking for. That's who they should be aiming for, just trying not to finish last within the division.
Don't finish last. Well, that sounds very familiar to me. Meanwhile, though, when you're talking about the Texans – and they moved on, obviously, from Deshaun Watson. He's now with Cleveland. Deshaun Watson spoke today, Bart.
Yeah, I heard.
And, with everything going on, remember, the last 15 days, two more civil suits were filed against him. So the number of active civil suits against Deshaun Watson for inappropriate sexual conduct during massage sessions when he was with the Texans is now at 24. And the attorney representing the women who are suing him said Monday that two more women are planning to file lawsuits, which would bring it to 26.
This what
now,
I
Watson just said that he understands, I do have regrets as far as the impact that it's had on the community and people outside of just myself. It includes my family and this organization. My teammates in the locker room have to answer these questions. The fan base of the Cleveland Browns, males, females, everyone across the world. I don't know what that means. He said, the one thing I do regret is the impact it's triggered on so many people. It's tough to have to deal with. That's what he regrets, apparently, Bart. This, it's almost like better off you don't say anything at this point.
Yeah, but he had to show some type of remorse saying that he...
There is no remorse. What's the remorse?
It's remorse for the pain that it's caused other people. He's not saying he's not saying pain to the victims or the alleged victims because he's saying he's innocent. But he's saying that he hates that his teammates have to answer these questions. He hates that, his family is probably, you got to walk around. People know that's his mom or that's his brother or that's his cousin, right? Because I'm sure they've been very proud of him.
His regret is that other people have to talk about this or answer questions about it or deal with it. That's his regret.
I mean,
that's his lone regret.
Listen. All right. Because he's not, if he's maintaining innocence, he's not going to say, I regret getting a massage.
That's a fair point. That's
you know what I'm saying?
Because
then he's going to be guilty.
All right, let's just get one more team in here as we go through the NFL mini camp. So I just wanted to update you, though, on what – because I know Deshaun was supposed to be talking today.
No,
so
that's
I gave
big.
You that.
I mean, some more news there. I mean, we don't have to leave Cleveland. The reports that the Panthers are working really hard to get Baker Mayfield in a trade is beyond me. Why would you want two potential busts or two people that would pick first and sixth
third.
In the same – first, I'm sorry, first and third. They moved from sixth.
Yeah.
First and third in the same damn draft competing with each other.
Two quarterbacks taken in that draft – and neither one of them are named Josh Allen.
Why wouldn't you wait? Maybe because they only got to hold a contract for a year, but why wouldn't you just wait for Jimmy G? Like I said, he's a more proven quarterback. Like, I think you know what you got. They're trying to they're trying to spend $36 million on that quarterback.
If you're the Browns, you love this though, right? If you're Cleveland, you want to do this.
Yeah, but listen, everybody knows that Cleveland's either going to have to outright release Baker Mayfield or they're going to have to eat some of that money. So that's the sticking point. A lot of teams would have made a trade. I mean, I think Seattle would have made a trade if they say, "Hey, it's $18 million. We'll take nine of it. You take nine of it. $9 million for a good backup quarterback is a bargain."
It's funny that Robbie Anderson is thinking about retiring.
Yeah, I wonder if that's based on if they signed Baker Mayfield, because remember he said he didn't want to play with Baker Mayfield, and he recanted later. So maybe that's why he's contemplating retirement, man. If I got to play with him, man, he can't even throw the ball that deep. Man, I'm just going to retire, son.
Imagine if you just decide to retire instead of have Baker Mayfield throw you footballs. Just imagine that. All right, that is our run through NFL minicamps and some big questions for several teams. Coming up, we got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Dive a little deeper also into what Samini saw with the Jets, including how Zach Wilson looked. It goes beyond, of course. Beefy. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart Scott, Alan Hahn. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Every day, some got something to say. When the gibberish, they remove my lips because them was forgot about Dre. Nowadays.
you nailed it.
You know I know the song. I'm from Detroit.
I know you do. Song. You have us, your anthem. Y'all know me. So you want to hear this, though. You might like this. Earlier today, according to SNY, Max Scherzer has rejoined the Mets in New York.
Yeah.
Already thrown some bullpen, little sesh. Going to face some batters this week, and then he'll begin a rehab assignment. God help those poor minor leaguers that are going to have to face him.
The old Terminator. If you can hit it, son, you can rename it.
I don't even know which way he's looking at me, man.
Yeah,
which
look at you with a blue eye and a brown eye. Like, he looks like Cyclops.
I don't even know where to look.
Matt Nolan, you said. Matt Nolan's like that, too.
So they said that – so remember, he was supposed to be like 6 to 8 weeks, and we were looking at like late July, right?
Yeah.
Weren't we like saying maybe late July?
Did he go to Europe? Did he go to Europe? Did he call Wes Walker and go to Europe?
Did he get the Kobe treatment?
Yeah, the blood spinning. Yeah, he went, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just PRP. Yeah, okay, PRP.
Hey, whatever it is.
Get you gorilla blood.
So you get Scherzer maybe back sooner than expected.
Oh.
So actually right now, according
to Dave Lennon. What about that 5-game lead? What about that 5-game lead with Scherzer coming back earlier and DeGrom right around the corner?
The Braves ain't losing.
Yeah, but the Braves.
So Scherzer's throwing off flat ground. Dave Lennon reporting. So good sign. Good news for the Mets. I want to ask you though on the Jets side of things. Rich Cimini has a lot of tweets out about today's workout. Some of it about Mekhi Becton and that he's there, that he's off to the side, but still he's there. He's working out. Breece Hall, just. They're excited about him. Do we care, though, Zach Wilson, struggle a little bit in some 11-on-11?
Not at all.
Struggle.
I mean, you talk
he
about
had some
that
nice
defense.
Moments, no, listen, had some struggles.
Yo, they got the sauce out there. They got Reader out there. They got a Super Bowl starting safety out there. C.J. Mosley's back. Come on, 11-on-11.
That defense is good.
That defensive line now. Mm-hmm. You talk about C.J. Mosley. You got two lockdown corners. Come on, son. Yeah. And two elite safeties now.
Speaking of sauce, he paid DJ Reed $50,000 to get number one.
That's
$50,000, Bart.
Like, DJ, you just got here, bro. Like, let's go talk upstairs.
The $50,000 for a number. I mean, is it worth it? He won number
that's
one.
Actually, that's actually cheap.
He's so feeling good about it.
You put that in branding. That's for all partners branding, too. You know what I mean?
Like
number
57
one.
Is.
Bart and Hahn.
What's a god to a king?
You always reference
what's a king
this song?
To a god?
Right.
What's a god to a non-believer? Who doesn't believe in anything?
I believe this series is over. That's what I believe. What do you think? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I believe that the Warriors have this thing in the bag. They're going to win it in Boston. They're going to do it because they are not the team that's leaking oil. They are not the exhausted team. And Steph Curry, had a bad game in game five. You do not expect it to carry over in game six. Klay Thompson, I'm just going to say game six Klay. There's nothing more to say about that. Andrew Wiggins has played great. This Warriors team just looks like they're ready. And the Celtics look frustrated. The defense of the Warriors has created turnover to turnover. They're averaging 18 turnovers. I mean, it's ridiculous. 16 turnovers in the finals, 18 turnovers for 23 points in this game. How do you say, well, they gotta control their turnovers? That's nice to say, but it's not easy to do when it's not like they're meeting you at the rim. They're meeting you the minute you make your move, and you're trying to kick out, and they're taking that away too. They have a very prepared team. So I just feel like this series will be over on Thursday. Agree or disagree? 888-SAY-ESPN. We'll get to the calls in a moment, but I do want to ask you to tune into ESPN Daily Podcast because it brings you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. It's presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily. Available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Let's see, Bart. Who's with us? Who's against us? We continue to go to – let's go to Texas, talk to D. D, how long is this series going to go?
Hey, man, look, boy, I was just getting ready to get out of my car, man. They said, let's go to D. But check this out, man. This series is not over. But, Bart, Hom, that's the easy thing to say on a the day after the Golden State goes up 3-2. All these games could have probably gone either way. But Golden State has championship medal, and they've executed down the stretch. But these role players from Boston will play better at home. And I know Steph won't go 0-for-9. Hey, look, let's cut. We know Steph Curry is a great player. He's one of the greatest players of all time. He's not top five. He's not top ten in my book. He is great. But this series is going 7 games. And because I thought it was a coin flip series from the get-go, and it's definitely playing out to be that way. Hey, on another note, man, I saw you guys against Keyshawn and him. Bart, I didn't realize you were – I mean, not Bart. I know Bart played with the Jets. But, hon, I didn't realize you were such a big guy. I'll never think about picking on you again, my brother. But I'll send back and listen.
I appreciate you, D. Yeah, if only we played better.
Beefy.
He out there looking like a long-haired Greg Ostertag.
Greg Ostertag? How
I'm just
dare
playing.
You?
I'm just playing. Beefy. I'm just trying to think of a tall white guy.
Yeah, but not – I mean, you could do
okay,
a little
okay, what's
that,
a – okay, Dunleavy. Okay, Dunleavy. Kind of got the same hairstyle.
I don't know if I like any of that.
Bless you.
Why are you gonna find like guys like that? Like why can't it be? I don't know.
Ooh, Tony Kukoc. Tony Kukoc. Cause y'all both softballs.
No, I don't go with Kukoc either.
Bill Laimbeer.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll take Laimbeer.
Yeah, Bill Laimbeer. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both had the little front like curl thing, even though yours is pushed back, his kind of came forward.
I'd rather you say that I look like an older Tyler Hero.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Zoolander senior.
You don't think that fits?
Zoolander senior.
Like when Tyler Hero is 51, this is what he's going to look like.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
You know? Like, I'd rather that. Not.
It's not that many to pick from, man.
No, I was trying to rifle through my head. I'm going,
yeah, that's why I just went.
Like, Luke, if you would say
Luke Kennard, who I'm calling.
Luke Kennard. Yeah, I guess there's not really much to choose.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
No, of course not. What else is there?
Yeah, Dunleavy and young Tyler Hero is like the only thing I can get you with.
I mean, when I walk around the garden, people yell Wally to me all the time because they think I'm Zerbiak.
No, why,
but it's
Wally
only because
eyebrows,
we're always
Wally
together.
Eyebrows, Wally eyebrows look like he's a supervillain in some type of movie.
Wally definitely has supervillain or
– he has the Gargamel eyebrows.
Yeah, he's got thick eyebrows. I mean, you know, yeah. He's got that, but I mean, he also, like, couldn't he have also played Harvey Dent? He could have played Harvey Dent.
He could play
Harvey Dent for most
of
the movie. He's a good dude.
He can
like,
play.
He's all right.
He can play every villain in a military movie, in like an army movie. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, if he cut it down, this is my rifle. There are many like it, but none like mine. Son, are you off your rocker?
Right. Yeah, he could, but he could definitely do the villain thing. There's no doubt about
that.
Even though he's like, because he can play the villain that's the nice guy
right.
throughout the whole movie, and you fall for it all the time.
Yeah,
that's what he can play. But people have yelled that to me, and I always look at him like I'm
he kind of looks like the dude off like this, like what, you want the truth, can't handle the truth, that one.
Yeah.
You remember the ones that get caught?
A few good men. But who are you talking about?
San Diego. The officers that was on trial.
Santiago?
Santiago
was the one they were talking about.
He's one that died. Yeah. But the ones that was on trial. Yeah. Kind of look like that. You look like a dirty politician.
What?
Like you can play all.
How we ended the show with that? I look like a dirty politician. Oh my God. See you tomorrow.
You can't handle the truth.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.